From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Former Mexico City Mayor Andrés Manuel López Obrador has swept a victory, handily winning Mexico's presidential race. The 64-year-old López Obrador becomes the country's first leftist leader in decades. The ruling Institutional Revolutionary Party, PRI, has conceded defeat. Wilson Center Mexico expert Duncan Wood said the new leader, faced with endemic corruption and violence, will also have to tackle disputes with the U.S. over trade and migration.
He understands that the economic relationship with the U.S., as well as the political relationship, is of fundamental importance to Mexico's prosperity and security. But, you know, Andrés Manuel is also the kind of figure who will react if there are tweeted insults to Mexico, the Mexican people, or to himself. He's not going to sit there and take it. And you could see the opportunity for a rapid escalation of conflict in a Twitter war.
However, Wood said López Obrador has been vague on how he intends to handle the violence gripping the country.
He's spoken very little about the security situation in the country. And when he has, he's offered some platitudes more than anything else, saying that he would offer amnesty to small producers of drugs, of heroin or of marijuana. But there's no real plan in place for actually confronting organized crime. He says that he will do things differently, but when you question him on it, there's no depth on the policy response.
López Obrador's coalition, led by the Morena Party, appeared to be on track for a strong showing in state and congressional races. An African Union summit opened Sunday in Madagascar with the host country warning of regional security failings amid growing jihadist attacks like the latest one in Mali that killed 4 civilians. Security is a top agenda item of more than 40 African leaders meeting in the capital, Nouakchott. This is VOA News. U.S. National Security